Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims. My name is Gabrielle. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Joel Mathis, and I was just online trying to apply for unemployment benefits and got an error message and said I needed to call this number to finish the application.
Okay, may I have your social?
It's 424-174-179.
That's 424-174-179.
Right.
Okay. Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
The name is, excuse me, Joel Mathis. Date of birth is 12-17-66. Mother's maiden name is Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S.
Okay, you want to file an unemployment claim?
Sorry?
You want to file an unemployment claim?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I did do 12th grade, but I did do some college as well.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license or a state ID?
Yes.
Can you verify that number for me?
Driver's license number is 914-9510.
You said 914-9150?
914-9510.
Okay. And it's the Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. If you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which you prefer?
Checking account.
Checking account. Okay. May I have that routing number?
1 second. I just was looking at it.
Okay.
Is one page. Like I said, I was just looking at 124-303-120.
And that was your routing number?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your account number?
The account number is 9911-0558-4344.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat back out to you. Your routing number is 124-303-120, and your account number is 9911055843444. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
Mailing address is 2226 Shade, Shade Avenue. And that is Florence, Alabama.
Okay, Florence. One moment. Okay, and what's their zip code?
35630.
Okay, and is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
Same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, and what's your telephone number?
The area code is 334-399-8611.
Okay. That's 2226 Shea Avenue. That's Florence, Alabama, 35630. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Russian Enterprises, Quantum Lifestyle Centers, Northwest Corporation Group, or Doves Unlimited?
Russian Enterprises.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2910 McFadden Drive, 2757 DeFord Mill Road, Southeast, 238 Deer Run, or 103 Canterbury Farm Road?
103 Canterbury Farms Road.
Okay. Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
Let me look on my calendar real quick.
Okay.
Let me see, that will probably, today is the 14th.
Yes, sir.
Probably. I think it was Monday the 31st.
Okay. Monday the 31st. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you work for yourself or own a business, or you're a corporate officer for your business?
Do I work for myself or?
Do you work for yourself or own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you currently working solo on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
$30-$40.
Okay, what is the lowest hourly wage for you yourself?
$18.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. What was your job title?
I guess it was assembly technician.
Okay. And what was the name of your last job, the one you're doing employment for?
Where was it? It was Mercedes-Benz.
No, so the name of the company.
Yes, Mercedes-Benz.
Okay, we'd be under Firestone Building.
No, the last company that I worked for was Mercedes-Benz U.S. International.
Okay.
Firestone was previous. Before that.
Okay, you said Mercedes-Benz.
All right, Mercedes-Benz USI.
USI. Okay. And what city and state was this work performed in?
That was in Vance, Alabama.
Okay. One moment. Do you have a good phone number for this job?
Actually, I do not, but I have a number for if I had to miss a day or something, I could call in. That's the only number that I have for them.
Okay, you can give me that phone number. Okay.
That number is area code 205-507-3975.
Okay, and when did you first start this job?
I believe my start date was December 13th of 2021.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? For any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I've already received all that.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working at this job?
I don't know how to answer that, really.
Did you quit, discharge, or laid off?
I was discharged, really.
Okay, why was you discharged?
Attendance, that's the only way I can see to put it, I guess.
Okay, attendance.
Yeah, that job was in Tuscaloosa or Vance, which is near Tuscaloosa, and I had a lot of issues that were still going on back home, so I kept having to come back home for a lot of things. I was out for COVID. And it was just a lot going on at that time, and I just...
Okay. And what was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Hanlon Gothard was my group leader.
You said Gothard for the last name?
Yes, Hanlon, H-H-A-N-L-O-N-G. O THARD.
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Sorry, could you repeat that, please?
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yes, they did give me a warning. Actually, they gave me what they call an occurrence.
Okay. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I spoke with them and let them know that I was having a lot of issues back home. And that was pretty much it. I talked to them for a bit, and I told them, you know, that I was just having a lot of issues with my family back here. And they would ask me for, like, like an excuse or something. You know, like a written excuse.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Being that I didn't have anything, there was nothing I could really, you know, really do about it like that.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, your temporary PIN number is going to be 7966.
Okay, 1 second. Let me write this down, please.
Okay.
I had to come outside for just a second. Let me find something the right way.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your employment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log in at Alabama Works and update your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 334-954. 4094.
Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday with that 4-digit PIN number I gave you and that telephone number.
Right.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet going to explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. If you have any questions regarding this booklet that's going to be mailed to you, you can call 1-800-273-8255. 361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.